Oh.
Hi there, could I speak to Mr. Scott Hughes, please?
Speaking.
Hi Scott, my name's Leah. I'm calling from MMA Legal.
Hello.
It's just a quick call. Just before I start, I do have to let you know that calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. And just so I know I'm speaking to the right person, are you able to confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
2012-74, C15-7, April Papa.
Amazing, thank you so much. Yeah, I did call you earlier. I know that you rang back. Unfortunately, I was on my lunch, so I was away from my desk. It was just a really quick call. We sent a subject access request on to Drumchapel Medical Centre, medical practice.
Yeah.
But when I got in contact with them to see where it was, they've said that you're actually not a patient in that one. They said there's five within. Can you by any chance remember which one it is you're with?
The surgery is called the Scadden Burns.
It's called what, sorry?
The Scadden Burns.
Can you spell that for me?
G-A-R-S-C-A. I think it's double D-E-N. I'm not too sure. And Burns.
And Burns, okay. No problem at all. What I'll do is I'll add that to the file. I'll get the new details for that GP.
That is within the Drumchapel Health Centre.
Yeah, so what they've explained to me is that because they have five separate like medical practices underneath one, they can only look for the clients who are under that exact Drumchapel one. So
right.
It must have been quite a generic phone number we'd been given.
Right.
But I'm going to contact them again, ask for the Gosgadden and Bonds number, and I'm going to give them a subject access request.
Yeah, I have the Gosgadden Bonds number here if you want it.
If you wouldn't mind, that would be great.
Give me a second, just I'll look it up, okay?
Yeah, absolutely, no problem, thank you.
I've got them up enough, so it should be easy to get.
Oh, bless you.
Right. It's 0141.
0141.
211.
611.
6100.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for that. While I have you on the phone, is it okay if I just grab some additional information from you that could help with our search for records?
Yeah.
Perfect. Do you know if you were known by any other names during your time in care?
No, just Scott Hughes.
Scott Hughes, no problem. And can you remember your mother's name?
Edna Hughes.
How do you spell that first name for me?
E-D-N-A.
Edna. No problem. And do you know your father's name?
William Turnbull.
William, and was that Thumble?
Turnbull. T-U-R-N.
No problem. Perfect. And it doesn't have to be the exact address, but can you remember either the address or area you lived in prior to care?
Just the South Side, Govan.
South?
South Side, or somewhere in Govan, South Side of Glasgow.
No problem at all. I've popped that in the notes there. It doesn't have to be exact, so there's no problem about that. Perfect.
Yeah,
saved all.
The thing is, I was in a couple of addresses, a couple of times I'd been in care, so it was different addresses I was in at the times.
No, of course, it's something that will change, unfortunately, that's just what happens. But it's only because, the only reason we ask is we've had response from a couple of different councils under multiple clients who they actually don't hold records in the child's name, but they hold them in the parents' names.
Right.
So they always will email us back and say, can I have the parents' names and the area or address before care? It obviously just helps to narrow down their search as well, so it makes it quicker to respond. So now that we've got that, I'm going to send to the new GP surgery, and I'm going to send
the last time I went to care, the last address I could definitely know was Bloomin Court, 29 Bloomin Court, and that's
okay.
In Ibox, Dublin.
Okay.
That was the last time I was in care.
Yes,
That's where I stayed. The other one was somewhere elsewhere in Govan. I just can't remember the address.
Okay. No, that's okay. No problem at all. I've popped all that on your notes. Like I said, we'll get these new ones sent out and we'll give you an update as soon as we can.
Okay, that's fine.
Can I help you with anything else?
No, that's fine.
Amazing. All right. Thank you very much for your time there, Scott. You take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.